Robot or not?
Robot or not?
Okay, in Terminator 2, Judgment Day, Judgment Day, there is a, we talked about the Terminator before, but I don't think we talked about the T-1000, the liquid metal, it's made from liquid metal, Terminator, played by Robert Patrick. He's, it's a little bit unclear, and so we may have an unclear judgment here, but it can appear to be human and take on other forms, but then it reverts to this sort of liquid metallic state. So is it a liquid metal robot?
That's kind of good that we talked about Destiny already, because I think the T-1000, if you just would look like Robert Patrick all the time, you'd say, that's a very slim-looking Agent Doggett there.
Yes.
And clearly it is convincing to people, and it looks, you know, it goes back into the Star Wars The Motion Picture. Well, if it's indistinguishable to humans, it must have living tissue. It's the only way you can do that is if you have living tissue and blah, blah, blah. So therefore, it must at the very least be a cyborg or some kind of inorganic thing. But in the movie, it changes to not only the shape of other people, like shapeshifty kind of stuff, or does it change other people? Maybe just as the voices.
No, it does change into other people.
Oh, yeah, the helicopter pilot and stuff, right?
The mom.
Yeah. No, I think it just has the voice of the mom, because the mom's dead.
Does it not look like the mom? It just makes the voice.
Milk carton on the floor, and she's put the thing. Anyway, whole point is, it definitely changes shape into liquid metal at various points. So it's clear that the thing is not made of living skin as we know it, or if it is, it's only briefly made of that. Like, in other words, that it could be controlled at the molecular level to become convincing like that, but that is obviously not actual human skin cells. It may be a bunch of other, you know, I don't know, nanomachines or something arranging a bunch of stuff to look like skin cells. In other words, if you got Robert Patrick down on the table and cut him open with a scalpel, I feel like with a microscope, you could see this is not human skin. This is some reconfigurable matrix of cells that maybe when power is taken from it would revert to its sort of liquid metal shiny looking form, you know what I mean? And it seems like magic dust, like, oh, how can it be metal, then it's human, then it's whatever, but it's just because it's technology that's much more advanced than we're familiar with. But clearly in universes, like, it can change shape, size, form, surface texture, the whole nine yards. So it is controlling matter at a molecular level, but there must be something controlling it, and that thing controlling it is not organic, as far as I can tell. So I'm going to call the T-1000 a robot, because it looks like it's made of robot stuff as far as we can tell. I mean, it's shiny and it sure as hell looks like metal. I don't think there's a real brain anywhere in there. And it's sent by the machines that we know took over the world. The world wasn't taken over by, monsters, taken over by machines. So that T-1000 is just a really advanced robot. And it seems to be completely independent. It's sent back in time. It's autonomous. It's trying to kill, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, and I guess what makes you stop is the liquid part of it, but it's not magic, so there's got to be a way that it is controlling itself. So presumably there is something that qualifies as its brain that is, you know, around flowing around as part of the liquid metal.
Yeah, some kind of, like, whatever science they have to control the materials that the thing are made out of. Because, like I said, they can arrange the atoms in such a way that at the very least the surface, you know, intertube of it is convincing as a human. Right. And so they are controlling matter at the molecular level there. But again, if you got it down the operating table, you would be able to tell, because it's not as if you say, oh, this is exactly molecularly, this is identical to a human, then it can't change shape, because humans don't change shape. There's got to be something controlling it. Right. Whether it's like at the nano level or whatever. And the same thing for the intelligence, whether that intelligence is distributed throughout the matrix of atoms in some way or whatever. Anyway, not really a living thing. It's just a very advanced robot.
All right.
Robot.